Praise the Lord. Sister Sandra, don't know whether I answer your question. The second question is, he said, please compare John 17 to Matthew 28:10. So look at it. John chapter 17. John 20:17. Now he said, let's read from verse 15 down to 17. John chapter 20, the question is asking us to compare John 20:7 verse 17 to Matthew 28:10. So let's look at John chapter 20 verse 17 now, but let's read from verse 15. Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She is supposing him to be the gardener. Say unto him, sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast led him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. So you are resurrected. Jesus said, and remember, when she so said, she rushed to embrace him. Amen? When Mary said that, Rabboni, she rushed to embrace him. And Jesus said, no, don't touch me. Amen? Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I am ascended unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Okay, let's go to see what we are comparing now. Let's look at Matthew 28:10. He said, then say Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go unto Galilee, and there shall they see me. Amen. Now, Sister Sandra, both John and Matthew are relating the same event, but John give it more details. As of a gospel that speak more on the deityship of Jesus Christ. Why Matthew is relating it as the gospel of the Lord's servant. Amen? I think I'm right. Is it Luke or Matthew? Now, this event here, you notice that Jesus Christ, when he resurrected, hallelujah, Mary heard that the Lord had been resurrected, and all of them were wondering. And he met a man in that garden that looked so simple, like a gardener. And he said, Oga, please, if you are the one that removed the body of my Lord here, please let me know where you keep it so I can go and collect it back. And Almighty God, I said, the heart of man, having seen the seriousness, the depression, the sorrowfulness, the sincerity of this woman, he wasn't just religious. He wasn't in the garden there to look for story to go and tell people. And he was looking for his Lord. He was dead serious over it. And God that looked into the heart, no. So, under that attitude of desperation, Jesus had to reveal himself to Mary to satisfy her longing of her heart. But because he had so much love, Mary has so much love for Jesus Christ. And when he discovered, oh, so truly my Lord is alive. He called me, identified me by my name. She rushed to embrace him. And God said, no. Hallelujah. No. As at this time, you cannot embrace him. You are still mortal. Amen. You are still mortal. Now, Jesus Christ at this time is standing now as a high priest. He is standing now as a high priest. He has fulfilled the ordinance. He has conquered. Amen. Right there and then, she had in her hand the blood of the perfect sacrifice that he needed to carry to the holiest of holies. Listen, in the day of atonement, when there will be a scapegoat, when that blood of the goat of Jehovah is killed, one goat having been sent into the wilderness to be devoured by wild animals, and the goat of Jehovah is slain, hallelujah, and the blood will be sprinkled at the altar, the high priest will now carry that blood himself alone with a belt in his way, with a rope. He will carry that blood with two hands, shaking and quaking, into the holiest of holy to go and sprinkle that blood upon the mercy seat and golden altar of incense. And he will be there alone. It is the highest sacred service. If he make mistake there and die and God kill him, nobody will go in there to bring out his dead body. They will only pull his dead body out with a rope. So the Lord Jesus, having accomplished his assignment, he had the blood of the perfect sacrifice now as the high priest that he went to carry to the holiest of holies in heaven upon the mercy seat of intercession. Where he had to go and plead that blood. Because God has accepted that sacrifice. It was a perfect sacrifice. Up to this moment, that blood is still on the mercy seat in the third heaven. And that is the blood that God is always looking at. When you and I commit our evils. Amen. Now, as a high priest as at that time, carrying that blood, no human being can touch him. That's why he tell Mary, don't touch me. I have not yet ascended to my father and your father. I am going before him to present the blood of the perfect sacrifice. Amen? That have answered all questions. That has solved all problems. That has satisfied all the requirements of the law. Therefore, Mary, don't touch me yet. I have a serious assignment I want to do. I am ascended to the third heaven to present the blood of the perfect sacrifice before the Holy of Holies in the third heaven. That is why Mary cannot touch him. He said, but wait, when I finish, I come down, I will come and meet with two people in Galilee. Did he meet them there? Of course, he meet them there in the upper room. That time he can say, touch me. That time he can say, Thomas, touch me. You, touch me. That the spirit had born afresh. But before that time, no. He's taking the blood of sacrifice to the third heaven. Hallelujah. He has an assignment he must accomplish. So, Sister Sandra, that is the comparison. The third question, you say, You preach that they can't lose their salvation. So please, what do you say about Matthew 8:12? So let's go read it. Matthew 8:12. Matthew 8:12. Can we read it between 11 and 12? It says, if you say they cannot lose their salvation, what does this scripture is saying? Amen? It says, and I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into utter darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Sister Sandra, are you listening? Amen. Now, that statement that the Lord was making. Let me show you one scripture first. Let's go to the book of Revelation first. Chapter 2, verse 9. So they can understand what the Lord was saying there. Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. Now, this is the rebuke that Jesus Christ was rebuking the church age. Amen? The Smyrna church age. So that it can give you idea why the Lord Jesus Christ was speaking like that to those religious Jews of his days. Now listen to this one. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say are Jews. But they are what? Or the synagogue of Satan. In the other word, those religious Jews in that day that Christ were addressing, they claim to be children of Abraham. Amen? But their works did not reflect what they claim they are. It is just like a man claiming to be a Christian, but your work and attitude and action did not reflect Christianity. For by their fruit we shall know them. So this man that Christ were addressing there, go further to the book of John chapter 8. You see them there again with Christ. John chapter 8. John chapter 8. From verse 33. We'll take a little long reading. From verse 33. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we are never in bondage to any man. How say ye thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, he shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word had no place in you. Why? In among Abraham's children, there was a child of the promise. And there were the children of the concubines. Are you following? Amen. Our Lord then claimed that Abraham was their father, both the children of the concubine and the children of the promise. I spent that which I have seen with my father, and ye do which ye have seen with your father. They answer and say unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye will do the works of Abraham. That is loaded. Amen? That is loaded. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that had told you the truth, which I have not heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deed of your father. Then said to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, he will love me. For I proceed forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. You are of your father the devil. You are of your father the devil. Sister Sandra, that is why people will come, though who are sincere and honored with God, will come from the east and west and north and sit with Abraham. And all these religious people, all of them will be cast into utter darkness. Amen. Because Sister Sandra, they claim to be children of Abraham, but they cannot do the work of Abraham. They claim to be Christian, but they can never live their life as Christian. That is why they will go to hell. Amen. And for say that when once you are saved, you are saved. And we are not teaching in eternal security. But let me give you one, two scripture in the book of John chapter 10. Sister Sandra, if you are still listening. John chapter 10 from verse 25. Read from verse 24. There came Jew around about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I say unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Amen. When once I have said them and holding in my hand, no man, no lion, no bear can come to my hand and collect them. They are my sheep. No situation, no trial, no temptation can make them change their mind from following me. No amount of naira in their bank account, no amount of dollar or euro they have can make them turn their back against me, because they are my sheep. Here the second one, Sandra. Verse 29. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. You cannot. When once you are saved in his hand, you are saved. When you are such saved, a father and son relationship begin to exist between you and him. In the book of Exodus chapter 33, he tells Moses, I know you by your name. God tells Moses, I know you even by your name. In the other word, if he called Lord, he can say, hey, Moses, how are you? He know him to that relationship. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why I say so many people that claim to be Christian and calling themselves, I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. You only know God just the same way you know Good Luck Jonathan. And when Good Luck Jonathan can approve money for electricity, and electricity will come, you will enjoy. When you prove money to build roads, you will enjoy. If you prove money for hospital, you will enjoy. That is general grace of God. And yet, that same Good Luck Jonathan, which you know, the man doesn't know you. Abi, he know you. He know you. Does he know you? No, talk through now. Does he know you? Good Luck know you. If Good Luck know you, you will become my friend tomorrow morning. God, my condition will change. Amen? Good Lord doesn't know you. But you know him. If he pass now, you go try for the wave. Then army will be pursuing you and police. But yet you go try to wave. Make you just see him. Hallelujah. But that same Good Lord Jonathan, there are people that when they call him on the phone, he will answer them by their first name. He will answer them by their first name. He even saved their number in his phone. Oh, those people, they have what they call personal relationship with Good Lord Jonathan. Do you have that type of relationship with the Almighty God you came to be your father? Amen. If you call, will he answer you by your first name? Are you related to him in such a way that he can identify you by your voice? Hallelujah. Or you are giving him trouble every day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, Sister Sandra, when you go through the scripture, I have some scripture I can give to you. Go and read the book of Romans chapter 8. Amen. Apostle Paul, we are saying something there. Hallelujah. Before I go to my message tonight. Read from verse 35. You see? But Paul said from Romans chapter 8, from verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angel, nor principalities, nor powers, nor thing present, nor thing to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Sister Sandra, when God saved you, God was not gambling. He was not doing trial and error. Besides, he saved you by his predestination will. He knows you before you were even born. He prepared you for salvation in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So, that is the four questions. Number that is the fourth question. Sister Sandra. Okay, the fourth one. You say, I always dream seeing myself preaching fluently. I've answered you that one. Okay? So if I didn't answer you well, you can text back. If you are confused.